Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Hello, Shalom Aleichem. Welcome back to today's Daf, Nazir Yates. We are holding at the fourth line from the top of the Amud. Says the Gemara, Man Tana Lahadatan Rabbanon. Who is the Tana who expresses the Shita contained in the following Braisa, which says, Ha'isha Shanada Benazir. We have a married woman accepting Nazirus. Now, Nazirus is a form of neder, which technically allows for her husband to do hafara on that neder, to interfere, disrupt, and cancel the neder. So she is doing Nazirus, and she becomes Tami, Vinitma. And we know that a Nazir, when he becomes Tami, needs to bring three karbanis, a pair of birds, one goes for Chatas, one for Oila, a behema for Hashem as well. And in fact, she was mafresh. She designated those behemoths on account of her tumas nazir. And what happens then? V'achar kach hefer labala. After which, her husband steps in, does hafara, cancels the entire nazirus. What does she do now? Does she bring any of those karbanis which she had prepared or not? Answers the Braisa. Maybe a chatas oif. All she brings is the chatas bird. Veina mevia. Oila oif. But not the oila bird. And certainly not the behema for the asham. Why? Why is she bringing some and not the other? Amrav Chizda. Who's the Tana presenting this shita? This is Rabbi Shmueli. Yesterday's Rabbi Shmuel. Explains Tosfos. What's the connection? So yesterday we had a case of a Nazir who becomes Tamei. He needs to have 7 days of Tahara, throughout where he experiences the Hazaras Paraduma on the third and seventh day. On day eight, he brings his Karbanis. When does he start counting fresh? When does he begin a new slate? Nazirus Tahara begins, according to Chachamim, once he brings the Chatas, even before the Asham. Pasuk says, he begins Bayoy Mahu, the day of Karbanis, even without actually bringing all the Karbanis. And the Pasuk doesn't need to be, excluding the Oila. That's Pashat. An Oila is a Doira, it's just a gift, like any other gift you bring. Of course, that doesn't stand in the way of starting his new Nazirus count. You don't need a Pasuk for that. When the Pasuk tells you that you don't need to wait for the Karbanis, it's referring to the Asham as well, even though it's a Nazir-related carbon. Don't worry about it right now. You can start Nazirus as long as you brought something, the Chatas. Rabbi Shmuel disagrees. He says, even the oil of bird, which a Nazir brings, isn't just a generic gift. It's Nazir-related. You would think that, yes, only after that oil can he start counting. That's why. The Pasuk says, Bayamahu, the day is enough, even before the oil. So the Pasuk here is being mamait the need to bring the Oila before starting fresh. But of course he has to bring the Chatas and the Asham. So in fact, according to Rabbi Shmuel, you see that the Oila bird, which a Nazir brings, isn't just a plain gift. It's Nazir related. It's identified with the Nazirus. You can't just bring it for no reason. Over here, when she's obviously not bringing all the karbanis of Nazir. As we see, she doesn't bring the Asham. And likewise, the Braisa says she can't bring the Oila. That's because she's not a proper Nazir. Husband took away the Naziris. Just as she can't bring the Asham because she's no longer a Nazir. Likewise, the Oila, which is as well a Nazir-related karban, consistent with Rabbi Shmuel's view yesterday. But 1 second. You've explained why no Asham. Even why no Oila. Then why yes, Chatas Ha'ayiv? Asks the Gemara Maika Sovar. What does the Braisa hold? Ika Sovar Baal Mi Akar Akar. There's a whole Shaila as to how we view Haforas HaBaal. Is it going to uproot the Nazirus retroactively? Mi Akar Akar. In which case she was never a Nazir. Don't bring anything. Chatas ha'oif. Nami lo laisi. She should not bring even the chatas ha'oif. On the other hand, the kasavar, if the brisa holds, baal, the afara of the baal, is megas gaius. Doesn't really uproot retroactively. It's not lamafreya. It's mikano lahabo. Megas gaius, it chops the nether. It terminates the nether. But she's considered to have been a nazira up until this point. If that's the case, then bring everything. Oila sa'if nami laisi. She shall bring even the oila sa'if. And the Asham as well. Hence is the Gemara. Lo'ilam kasavar ba'al me'akar akar. The truth is that the husband's hafaram undoes it retroactively. She was never really a nazira, in which case there was no chiyuv karvan upon tuma. Why, yes, chatas ha'oiv. Special reason for that. For Rabbi Shmuel, this Tana of the Braisa, Rabbi Shmuel, Savala Kurlezer HaKaper. He follows the view of Rabbi HaKaper, who gives us a very novel explanation for the karbanis of a nazir tami. The Sanyum, Rabbi Lezer HaKaper, Beribi, the great Rabbi Lezer HaKaper, used to explain like this. Matam Ulema, what does the pasuk mean when it speaks about a nazir becomes tamei, who brings karbanis, v'chiper olav, he needs atonement, me'asher chata ala nefesh, because he sinned pertaining to his nefesh. What do you mean? What did he do wrong? V'chi be'eze nefesh chata. Zeh, what did he do so bad? Ella, the answer is like this. She'tzir atzwe minayayin. A nazir deprived himself from wine. That's not Hashem's way. You're meant to rise in matters of Kedusha in a positive framework rather than depriving and restriction. So that's why it's called a choyte. Choyte literally means missing. So he deprived himself. He cut away from his nefesh, and that's why he's called a choyte. V'kavachemer. Listen to this kavachemer. Look, this fellow, what did he do? All he did was keep away from wine. A very limited restriction. Still, nikra chayte. The Torah labels him as a chayte. We should all take lesson. Hametzar atzmai mikol dover. A person who fasts, for instance, and deprives himself from more than just wine. Hametzar atzmai mikol dover. Allah has come and come. Of course, that's not the recommended route. So that's why the Isha will bring a chatas ha'oif, because she was mitzayer herself. Asks the Gemara 1 second. V'habe nazir tamiksiv. Reb Leza is saying that every nazir is a chayte because of this pasuk. What is the pasuk speaking about? It's speaking in the psukim of a nazir who became tamei. Va'anana, we're trying to prove afilu nazir tar kamrin, even a regular nazir is called a chayte. Perhaps not. Maybe this description is specific to a nazir who was careless and allowed himself to become tamei. That's why he's a chayte, not a regular nazir. Simply, you know, as a result of deprivation, we don't call him a chayte. Says the Gemara, kasav Reb Leza HaKaper, nazir tar nami chayte hu. Rabbi Leza holds that in reality, the Torah alludes to even a regular nazir. He as well is called chayte. V'ayin atayim d'chsib b'nazir tamei. So why does the pasuk specifically focus on a nazir tamei? Hoyel v'shana b'chet, because he repeated his chet. Tesis explains, sheloi nizar mituma, he wasn't careful from tuma. V'herich tzar al tzare. The chet is tzar. But this fellow increased, lengthened, prolonged his tzar, milahanas miyayin, by becoming tamei. He lengthened, perhaps doubled his nazirus. That's why we choose to focus on him. He exacerbated the chet. But in reality, the chet here relates to restriction, to deprivation, which really applies to every nazir. Even a nazir who was successful, who was tar throughout the Naziris. So that is to answer our question. We have an Isha, became a Nazira, husband knocked it off. She still brings a Chatas Oif. Question was, Hafara undoes it retroactively, she was never in a zero. Why bring anything? The answer is because she was Mitzar Atzma. Technically, she was never really a Nazir, but she committed to Tzar, she deprived herself, and therefore she is deserving of bringing a carbon, a Chatas. But only a Chatas Oif, and Tosfos explains. Chatas Oif is a unique carbon. We find that you can even bring it Al HaSafik. Martin, I think Croesus mentions an Isha who had a Safik, whether she gave birth, she could bring a Chatas Oif. Chatas Oif is a unique carbon, which doesn't have to necessarily be based and justified upon, you know, a bona fide chiyuv. You find this in the Gemara Nedarim as well, and back on the Pei Gimel, even on a half Nazirus, you can bring a Chatas Oif based on this idea because it comes ala Safik. So this interesting carbon, Chatas Oif, can be brought even when there isn't really a solid legal reason to bring a carbon, such as in this case. But only the Chatas Oif, not the other carbonis. Okay, so we have a fellow who was in the Beis HaKfaros, basically meaning he was Tamei and became a Nazir. The Mishnah says, well, Yatzav and Nichnas, if he left and came back into the Beis HaKfaros, Oidin le min aminyan, then, you know, the days in between having left and come back in, and having come back in, those days are going to be Oidin le min aminyan. They count towards the new Nazirus. What do you mean? If he's still Tamei, how do you start counting Nazirus? Katani Oilim in Aminyan, Mishum de Yatza, just because he left the Beis HaKfaros, he's still Tamei. Chal Ole Nazirus, how do you get to start the new Nazirus if you're still Tamei? Amar Shmuel, Kigan She Yatza Behiza. We're speaking that he left the Beis HaKfaros. Then they sprinkled upon him the Paraduma water, Vishina, and then again on the seventh day, Vitaval, and he was Tevel, which facilitates a new count. And then he came back in, became Tamei again. We say, well, the days which were B'tahara, that triggers the new Nazirus. And he's considered another Tor, who now becomes Tamei again by returning to the Beis HaKfaros. And that triggers the whole process of Tahara and the carbon, etc. Says the Gemara, he needs to come back for that to happen. Elo de nichnas, who de oil le min aminyan. It's only because he comes back to the Beis HaKfaros. Do we say that the days of Tahara that he experienced while he was outside count towards the new Nazirus? Dafka, because he comes back. El de nichnas, de oil le min aminyan, lo nichnas. Let's say he never came back to the Beis HaKfaros. He stayed out, became tar, and he started counting. They don't count towards, you can't start counting the zeros? Of course you could. Why does the Mishnah specify that he came back in? Why is that important? The answer is, there's a chiddush here. It goes without saying. Of course, obviously, Yotza, if he just left the Beis HaKfaros, he became tar and he started fulfilling his zeros, of course it counts. El afilo nichnas. The chiddush is, even if he came back in right away, still oil le min aminyan, the period of tahara that he had outside, temporarily outside the Beis HaKfaros, that triggers, that activates the new count. In which case, when he comes back and becomes tamei, he has to bring a carbon, even if it happened the same day. But if he already activated tahara, it's oil le min aminyan. You start the clock. The clock of Nazirus Tahara starts ticking, in which case, if he goes back in and becomes Tamei, he must bring a carbon Tuma. Amrle Rav Kana Ravasi L'Rav. Rav Kana Ravasi, or Tamidim of Rav, asked him, my time will be mefashaslan kalein mili. Shmuel, you know, gave us a beautiful explanation to the Mishnah. Everything makes sense. Yatza means he left and became Tor. And the Chiddush of Nichna says, even if he came right back in, he's considered another Tor who became Tamei, and all the halachas applied to him. My time will be mefashas lon. Why didn't you likewise offer this explanation? Why didn't you elaborate on the Mishnah like this, kalein mili, the way Shmuel did? Amar lo, he says, of course I knew the pshat. I could have told you. I didn't realize that you were confused. I didn't realize you need the pshat. I mean, I figured Dilma Litzrichis, so perhaps you don't need me to explain it for you because it's so simple. And you had a proper understanding. And okay, next time you'll ask me, I'll give you the pshat. So Tanna Kamma holds that even if he was tohar for a very short-lived tahara, he was tohar just, you know, for one day, came right back and became tamei, it triggers the whole process. 7 days, karbonis. Rav Leza disagrees. The only time we say that the process of a nazir tamei is applied is provided the tumah occurs after having already counted at least a couple of days. He must be in the midst of his nazirus experience and then become tamei, so that this process applies. Rav Leza Omer Loi Bai B'Yayim. If he becomes tamei on the first day of nazirus, he hasn't yet established his track record. He hasn't yet solidified his nazirus, in which case the process applied to another tamei doesn't apply to him. Shenemar, it's a pasuk, Vayomim Harishonim. The earlier days, the days which he already counted, which he already kept, those days, Yiplu will collapse when he becomes tamei, which indicates Achiyu Yomim Rishonim. They need to be at least a couple of days which he already observed b'tahara, which now became disrupted by his tumah, so that the karbonos, so that the whole system of cancellation applies. Amar Ula like Amar Belezer Ela b'tamei shenazer. Says Ula, I want to explain to you. This halacha of Rabbi Elazar, who requires at least a couple of days of observance prior to the tumah, it's only by a tamei shenazer. So let's say he was standing in a Beis HaKvaros, accepts nazirus, leaves, becomes tar, and comes back in. In this case, since the entire nazirus was established sort of on the wrong foot, he needs to first establish himself properly. A couple of days of proper observance, followed by tumah, so that tumah should go and cancel and bring karbonis. Avol b'nazir tar, but a standard nazir, perfectly tar, shen nitma, who becomes tamei, since it was established properly, b'tahara, in this case, afilu yom echad soiser, even if it becomes tamei right away, on that day, all the halachas applies. It cancels. He has to bring karbonis. Amarav my time with Rabbi Elazar. Why does Ula understand Rabbi Elazar in this fashion? Amakra ki timei nizrei. Mishum de Batum Nazar. The pasuk which speaks about Yamim Rishani Yiplu, which is Rabbi Elazar's source, they need a couple of days of observance prior to Tumah, explains Kiti Mainisri, because he was Mishum de Batum Nazar. He accepted the Nazir's Bit Tumah. It was established Bit Tumah. It wasn't properly established, and therefore, in order for the whole system to be applied, he needs to first establish, have a couple of days of Tahara. But if in fact the Nazirus was inaugurated b'tahara properly, in that case, even if Tumah occurs immediately right after the Kabbalah, all the halachas of Tumah apply. Esvi Abaye Avakash on you, says Abaye. I'll show from the Braisa that even in the case of Nazirus b'tahara, Rabbi Elazar requires that he be standing right in the middle, a couple of days behind him, a couple of days ahead. Hareni Nazir Me'ayim. One accepts upon himself 100-day Nazirus. V'nitma b'tchilas me'ah. He comes tamei on the first day. Yochel yehi seiser. Perhaps we apply all the halachas, cancellation, karbonis. Tamad lema v'ayomim haru yishenim yiplu. No. It doesn't work like that. You need at least a couple of days in your pocket. Ad sheyu lo yomim rishenim. V'zeh ein lo yirishenim. He doesn't. It happened right away. Likewise, nitma b'seif me'ah. Suppose he becomes tamei on the last day, day 100. Yochel yehi so perhaps satira applies, cancellation applies, on all those previous days. Tamei lemer, no. You need to have a couple of days left ahead of you. Vayamim rishani yiplu. The earlier days fall. Mechlal de'ika achroinim. The earlier ones fall, but not the upcoming days. Apparently there are upcoming days. Vizir, but this fellow who became tamei on the very last day, ain't le achroinim, he has no more days to keep. So bottom line is, it has to be somewhere in the middle. some days before you, some days still coming. Suppose he became tummy on day 99. So it's today and tomorrow, and that's it. And he's done. So perhaps it's too short a time for stira. It's not called, it's not considered as though he has days coming up. It's just today, part of today and tomorrow. Once again, the pasuk says the earlier days fall, but not the upcoming days. Apparently, there are days still on the horizon. In this case, he also has days coming up. So even if he comes tummy middle of day 99, he has the rest of today and tomorrow. It's called yamim achrayim. Now, says Abaye, what happened here? Was he tummy when he was mekabel nezirus? No. Vav betummy shenazar loy matzas amrus. We're not speaking about a fellow who was tummy when he was mekabel nezirus. Why? Midiktani, the Brisa says, hareini nazir mea v'nitma b'tchilas mea. He accepted a nezirus of 100 and became tamei after accepting. Clearly, he was tar when it started. And what does the Brisa say? Rabbi Lezer applies his formula, his requirement to this case as well. Even by another tar that becomes tamei, we don't apply the halacha of Seiser and Karbanis. Uktani, the Brisa says, Achi lo yamin rishonim. We only apply it if the Tumah occurred somewhere in the middle, between the first and the last days. To Yufta, that's a refutation on Ula's interpretation of Rabbi Lezer. It's clear that in all cases of Nezirus, Tumah will only profoundly affect him if it occurs smack in the middle of the Nezirus, with days before and days coming up. Amalei Rav Papa Labai, I have a question for you. Halen yamim dekamrinan. So you say you need yamim rishonim, you need some days behind you. Do you need full days or even part days? The nafak chad, one day is gone or matchil and trei, and he's started the second day of nezirus. That's enough to be considered yamim. A little yesterday, a little today. Or deal with the nafkin trei and matchil and tlasa. He needs to have gone through 2 days into the third day. So you have really, you know, 2 full days. He didn't have an answer. Asa shayli Rava, he came to Rava to ask him. Amalei, he says, yeah, even in this case, yiplu ksiv. It says, v'yamun rishonim, yiplu. It could have just said, v'yamun rishonim. Mavad yamun rishonim, the Tosfos says, he didn't have to say yiplu. We don't count the first day. They don't say they collapse, they fall. Yiplu is a lashon rabbim to tell you, even in this case. Taisa says, mashma nafila koldu, any type of nafila, even a partial nafila, even if they're not 2 full days, it also counts. So the pasuk says, vayomim rishonim, yomim is lashon rabbim, and yiplu is lashon rabbim. Why do we need both lashonis? Says the Gemara, both are necessary. V'yisrach lemichtav yomim. Because Rachmana Yamim, if we only say Yamim, and Tesis says, it could have said, he'll start as Nezirus, and don't count the Yamim, Milvad Yamim Rishayim. That's all, didn't have to say Yamim Rishayim Yiplu, so dramatic. So, if it only says Yamim, V'loikasav Yiplu, Havamina would say, you need full Yamim behind you, Ad enough can train, violent Lassa, you have to have gone through 2 days and already entered the third day. That's why it says yiplu, kas rachmani yiplu. That you don't need 2 full days. Because of yiplu, lo kas av yamim. If it only says yiplu, v'arishonim yiplu, without the word yamim, I would say you don't even need 2 days. Habamina afilu chad. Even if you only had 1 day of nezirus. Even though it says yiplu, you know, yiplu is a reference to all types of nezirim that are experiencing this situation. Right? 1 day is enough, but it applies to everybody who has this situation. Because Rachmana Yamim, that's why we need Yamim. 2 days is a requirement. Continues the Mishnah. Mishnah Nazar Nezirus Harbi. We all know that Chachamim Umasaken, that Eretz Am, Chutz Laretz, has Tumah because of the Mason that are buried indiscriminately, Chachamim will gozer tumah. And therefore, when a person wants to really fulfill Naziris properly, he should go to Eretz Yisrael to do his Naziris. And in fact, if he does it outside Eretz Yisrael, when he comes to Eretz Yisrael, he has to redo it. There's a knas, a penalty, midrabbanan, you have to redo it. So this fellow was Nazar Naziris Harbe, a very long Naziris, a 1,000-day Naziris. V'yishlem is Nazirusay, and completed it in Chutz Laretz. V'achakach Bola Aretz, and he comes to Eretz Yisrael to bring his karbanes. What happens now? V'shama Imrim, Nazar Shleishim Yom. They're a Mekel, they say, yeah, you have to just redo 30 days. The smallest, you know, Naziris. V'basil Imrim, no. Start from scratch. Nazar Betchil, you have to restart everything. Says, oh, you didn't do anything yet. In fact, there was a story, Masa Behilni Amalka, famous Queen Hilni, some say was a Giyaris, Shalach Bnadu Melcham, her son Munbaz, went out to war. And as a skula, as a protector, she says, Va'amra im yave bina melcham, b'shalom, my son returns safely from the front, Ahe Nazir Shabashanim, I commit to being a Nazir for 7 full years. And she was in Chutz Laretz. Uba b'nam al Muhammad. Her son returned safely. And she kept her promise. Voice in Nazir Shevashanim. 7 year Nazir. Uba save Shevashanim also Laretz. After which she went to Yisrael to bring the Karbanis. And she discovered there's a problem. Voirua Basil decided Shatei Nazir Oy Shevashanim Acheris. She has to redo another 7 years. And what happened to her? Uba save Shevashanim after her 7 years. At the end. She was really old at the very end. Nitmeh, she became Tummy. She'll start over again. Another 7 years. V'nimtzes Nazira Esrim Achas Shana. Turns out she was another for 21 years. Amrav Yehuda, he disagrees. La'isa Nazira, Ela Arba Esri Shana. It was just a 14-day experience. And the more explain the reason for the machlekes. Okay. Let's quickly chazer over today's daf. An Isha became a Nazira, whose husband came and was Mefer, the Naziris. We have a brisa, she brings just the chatas oiv based on Rav Elazar Kapper because of the tsar, ashachot al nefesh. Tanakama says, any nazir becomes tamei, is now subject to the whole process of nazirus tahara, hayamim rishonim yiplu. We cancel everything that he already did, he brings the karbanis. Rav Elazar says, provided that he's in the middle of the nazirus, some days behind him, some days ahead. The Gemara's maskon is that it applies to any type of nazir, whether he is tummy to begin with, and then became tar, then became tummy again, or a fellow who was tar, and then becomes tummy. Either way, Rav Elazar says, we learn from Vayomim Rishonim Yiplu, Achiyu Lo Yomim Rishonim, and Yomim Achrin. Nazirus is meant to be done in Eretz Yisrael. Otherwise, when he gets Eretz Yisrael, he has to redo, going to Beis Shammai just 30 days, going to Beis Hillel, redo the entire experience, as per the story of Hilni Amalka, who according to the Tanakhama, was a Nazir for 21 full years. Hasach Rabbah to all of us, and may we all have a ksiva v'chassim a tov, a good gebenishtyar. Amen.